Welcome back to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and I'm going to read Psalm 76 today. Psalm 76 has the heading, For the Chief Musician on Stringed Instruments, a Psalm of Asaph, a Song. In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword in the battle. Glorious art thou and excellent from the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse were cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared. And who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the residue of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God, let all that be around about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes, he is terrible to the kings of the earth. In this great series of psalms by Asaph, we receive this celebration of God the Lord. Though complaining of his own trials and lamenting the destruction wrought by the enemy, Asaph still knows where real substance, security, and reality lies. In Judah is God known, the knowing of God. This solid reckoning and realization of his power, dwelling with authority in Jerusalem, this is a powerful idea that Asaph holds on to. This piece of information seems enough to sustain him through the troubles he's faced. Remember how, back in Psalms 73 and 74, when in despair over his trials, Asaph went to the sanctuary and meditated and recited even the works of the Lord? This is the solid knowing which I think Asaph refers to in this psalm. Some might even call it faith. God sits in the mountains with sword, shield, and judgment. The dismay of the enemy is evident. Once angry, no one may stop the Lord from his pronouncements and sentencings. God speaks and acts against the foe, arising in judgment to save the meek. And what do you think? Is Asaph himself meek? Read back through these psalms on your own and let me know what you think. I do believe he is driving toward greater meekness, which is something that you and I both need to do ourselves. Let's read it again. In Judah is God known, his name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. There he broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and the sword in the battle. Glorious art thou and excellent from the mountains of prey. The stout-hearted are spoiled, they have slept their sleep, and none of the men of might have found their hands. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both chariot and horse are cast into a dead sleep. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when once thou art angry? Thou didst cause sentence to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the residue of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee. Vow and pay unto the Lord your God. Let all that be round about him bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. He is terrible to the kings of the earth. I really enjoy verse 9, and the reaction, or the opposite, in verse 10 is an interesting contrast. Verse 9 reads, When God arose to judgment to save all the meek of the earth. And then in verse 10, Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the residue of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee. God is doing these great things to save and help the meek. And in the process of doing these great works, we see that he destroys those who are evil and wrathful, and he takes that and wears it. The residue of wrath shalt thou gird upon thee. It's almost like that's what he puts on around his waist to demonstrate his power. That those who had power and those who were wreaking havoc on God's lowly ones, he can take that and wear it about him to demonstrate his greater power. God is great. God is mighty. God is the one who has the power, and we don't have to strike out ourselves. We ought to be seeking after God's strength and power in meekness, hoping that he will save. Well, thanks for listening in, and I hope to talk with you again soon.